Mathematics has a reputation for being cold, abstract, and intimidating. But what if I told you that math is everywhere around us? In the arc of a basketball shot, the stripes on a zebra, and even in the strategies we use to find love. Stephen Strogatz, a renowned mathematician from Cornell University, has created a masterpiece that unveils the hidden mathematical wonders of our world. Since its publication in 2012, The Joy of X has become a favorite among both math enthusiasts and the math anxious alike. The book grew from Strogatz's wildly popular New York Times series, which revealed an unexpected hunger for accessible mathematical explanations. Even Bill Gates included it in his recommended reading list, praising its ability to make complex concepts feel intuitive. What makes this journey through mathematics so compelling is that Strogatz doesn't just explain math, he helps us see the world through a mathematical lens, transforming ordinary observations into moments of wonder. The journey into mathematics begins where we all started, with counting. Remember that classic Sesame Street sketch where Humphrey the Penguin waiter repeatedly says fish until Ernie teaches him about the number six? This simple scene captures a profound mathematical insight. Numbers are wonderful shortcuts. Instead of saying fish, 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 we can simply say six fish. This abstraction, replacing concrete objects with symbolic representations, marks humanity's first great mathematical leap. The development of counting systems across ancient civilizations reveals fascinating parallels. From the Babylonians' base 60 system, which gives us our 60-minute hours, to the Mayans' base 20 counting, different cultures discovered similar mathematical truths through different paths. The emergence of zero as a placeholder and then as a number itself represents another revolutionary breakthrough in mathematical thinking. But numbers are far stranger than they first appear. They exist in a mysterious platonic realm above reality. Six is more ethereal than six fish because it applies universally to six cookies, six planets, or six ideas. This abstraction extends beyond simple counting to complex mathematical concepts. Consider how we can conceptualize negative numbers, which have no direct physical representation, or irrational numbers, like pi, which continue infinitely without repetition. This raises a fascinating philosophical question. Did humans invent numbers, or did we discover them? Unlike physical objects that we clearly invent, numbers seem to have properties and relationships that exist independently of us. Once we define what 6 means and what addition means, the fact that 6 plus 6 equals 12 isn't something we can control or change. It's a truth we uncover. The Pythagoreans of ancient Greece were so mystified by these properties that they formed a quasi-religious cult around numbers and their relationships. This paradoxical nature, that numbers feel simultaneously invented and discovered, makes them incredibly powerful. As physicist Eugene Wigner noted, there's an unreasonable effectiveness of mathematics in the natural sciences. We create abstract symbols and rules, yet somehow they perfectly describe the physical world. From the golden ratio appearing in nautilus shells to prime numbers emerging in cicada life cycles, mathematics seems woven into the fabric of reality itself. In mathematics, we invent the concepts but discover their consequences. Our freedom lies in the questions we ask, not in the answers that await us. This interplay between human creativity and mathematical truth drives both pure mathematical research and practical applications, from cryptography to quantum physics. The journey from simple counting to complex mathematical theories mirrors our species' intellectual evolution, always building on fundamental truths while reaching for new understanding. Arithmetic has two distinct faces, a serious, practical side involving tax calculations and financial reports, and a playful side that remains unfamiliar to most people. This playful approach treats numbers concretely, like groups of rocks that can be arranged in different patterns to reveal their hidden properties and relationships. By physically manipulating these objects, abstract mathematical concepts become tangible and intuitive. Imagine arranging rocks in different configurations on a tabletop. Some numbers, like 4 and 9, can form perfect squares, 2 by 2 and 3 by 3, revealing geometric perfection in numeric form. The number 16 creates an elegant 4 by 4 square, while 25 expands to a 5 by 5 arrangement. Even numbers, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, can form neat rectangles with two rows, demonstrating their inherent divisibility by 2. Odd numbers always have one rock left over, creating an asymmetrical protuberance that visually explains why they can't be divided evenly by 2. Prime numbers, 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, are uniquely inflexible, forming only single row arrangements, a physical manifestation of their indivisible nature. One of the most beautiful patterns emerges when adding consecutive odd numbers starting from 1. The sum is always a perfect square. 1 equals 1 squared, 1 plus 3 equals 4 equals 2 squared, 1 plus 3 plus 5 equals 9 equals 3 squared, 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus 7 equals 16 equals 4 squared, and so on. You can visualize this by stacking L-shaped arrangements of rocks to form larger and larger squares. Each new odd number adds another L-shaped border, perfectly completing the next square in sequence. This pattern demonstrates the profound connection between addition and geometric growth. This visual approach to arithmetic reveals the elegant patterns hidden within numbers, transforming abstract concepts into concrete understanding. In Yoko Ogawa's novel, The Housekeeper and the Professor, the mathematician character poses a similar puzzle. Find the sum of numbers from 1 to 10 without adding them individually. The solution involves visualizing the numbers as a triangle, then duplicating and flipping it to form a rectangle of 10 by 11 equals 110, making the original sum 55. This geometric insight transforms a tedious calculation into an elegant revelation, the essence of mathematical thinking. Ancient civilizations, including the Pythagoreans, understood this concrete approach to numbers. They used pebble arrangements called figurate numbers to explore mathematical relationships. Triangle numbers, square numbers, and pentagonal numbers weren't just abstract concepts, but physical arrangements that revealed fundamental properties of mathematics. This tactile approach to arithmetic continues to offer insights even in our digital age, reminding us that mathematics is not just about manipulation of symbols, but about discovering patterns in the physical world. Negative numbers introduce a concept that addition never did, quantities that somehow exist below zero. While we can't physically see negative cookies, we encounter negatives in daily life through debts, freezing temperatures, and underground parking levels. Yet many people remain uncomfortable with negative numbers, using parentheses for financial losses or designations like B1 for basement levels rather than minus 1. The most unsettling aspect of negative numbers is that multiplying two negatives produces a positive. This counterintuitive rule makes perfect sense mathematically when we examine patterns. If negative 1x3 equals negative 3, negative 1x2 equals negative 2, negative 1x1 equals negative 1, and negative 1x0 equals 0, then logically negative 1x negative 1 should equal 1. This preserves the consistent patterns that make arithmetic work. Real-world parallels for this negative of a negative concept exist everywhere. In neuroscience, inhibiting an inhibitory neuron allows a third neuron to fire. In social dynamics, we recognize that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Social scientists have formalized this in balance theory, analyzing relationship triangles where connections can be positive, friendly, or negative, hostile. The most stable configurations are either complete harmony, all positive relationships, or polarization into two opposed groups with positive internal relationships but negative relationships between groups. This mathematical model has been applied to analyze the shifting European alliances before World War I. Initially unstable relationship triangles created psychological pressure that pushed nations to realign until they formed two opposed blocs, technically balanced in mathematical terms, but primed for devastating conflict. Mathematics reveals how simple rules about positives and negatives can help explain complex human dynamics. Algebra represents a significant leap in mathematical thinking, moving from specific numbers to relationships between variables. At its core, algebra involves two fundamental activities: solving for x, detective work to find an unknown value, and working with formulas, manipulating relationships between variables. When my daughter observed that there's always a number between her age and her sister's, she was expressing an algebraic relationship: y equals x plus 2. This simple formula captures something true regardless of what specific value x takes. Similarly, converting between yards and feet requires understanding the relationship f equals 3y, not y equals 3f, a common mistake. Getting the relationship backward leads to errors like the infamous Verizon customer service call, where representatives confused $0.002 with $0.00, a factor of 100 difference. Algebraic thinking provides powerful shortcuts for mental calculations. Physicist Hans Bethe could instantly square 48 using the identity 50 minus 2 squared equals 2500 minus 200 plus 4 equals 2304. This formula can be visualized as a carpet with a 50 by 50 square minus 2 strips of width 2 plus a small 2 by 2 square in the corner. This same algebraic thinking explains why a 50% stock market loss followed by a 50% gain still leaves you down 25%. If your initial investment is 1, after the loss you have 0.5, and after the gain you have 0.75, expressed through the identity 1 minus x times 1 plus x equals 1 minus x squared. Understanding these algebraic relationships helps us see through misleading statistics and avoid financial misconceptions. For over 2,500 years, mathematicians have been obsessed with solving for x, seeking the roots of increasingly complex equations. This quest began with ancient problems like the Delian challenge to double a cube's volume, which required constructing the cube root of 2, impossible with just straight edge and compass. The Greeks' inability to solve this problem using their preferred tools led to profound insights about the nature of numbers and constructible lengths, establishing early limitations in mathematics. The journey became more perplexing when solutions involved square roots of negative numbers, long considered mathematical nonsense. Renaissance mathematicians like Cardano encountered these strange quantities while solving cubic equations, initially dismissing them as useless artifacts. Just as subtraction and division had forced expansions of our number system before, square roots eventually led to imaginary numbers, with I defined by I squared equals negative 1. Unlike other numbers, I lives off the number line on its own imaginary axis, combining with real numbers to form complex numbers, like 2 plus 3i. This breakthrough came through the work of Euler, Gauss, and others, who gradually recognized these numbers weren't just mathematical curiosities, but essential tools. Complex numbers represent the pinnacle of number systems, allowing all polynomial equations to be solved and fulfilling the fundamental theorem of algebra, a result that eluded mathematicians until Gauss provided the first rigorous proof in 1799. Multiplying by I produces a 90-degree counterclockwise rotation, making complex numbers invaluable to engineers analyzing waves, vibrations, and electrical systems. Their applications range from quantum mechanics to signal processing, where complex exponentials simplify calculations involving oscillatory phenomena. When mathematician John Hubbard used computers to visualize Newton's method for finding roots in the complex plane, he discovered astonishing fractal patterns. These psychedelic images revealed chaos at the boundaries between regions of attraction for different roots, bringing the ancient quest for solutions full circle with cutting-edge computational mathematics. The resulting Newton fractals display intricate boundaries between basins of attraction, where even slight changes in starting position can lead to dramatically different final outcomes. Modern computing power has transformed our understanding of these patterns, revealing deep connections between chaos theory, complex analysis, and numerical methods. What began as a practical problem of finding numerical answers has blossomed into one of mathematics' most visually stunning and conceptually rich areas. The study of complex numbers and their properties continues to yield surprising connections across different branches of mathematics, from algebraic geometry to topology, while providing essential tools for modern physics and engineering applications. Geometry often becomes people's favorite mathematical subject because it marries logic with visual intuition, engaging both analytical and creative thinking. This unique blend makes geometry accessible yet profound, offering insights that resonate across disciplines. The Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, exemplifies this dual nature. Traditionally viewed as a statement about areas rather than lengths, it states that the square on the hypotenuse equals the sum of the squares on the other two sides, a principle that has shaped architecture, navigation, and modern technology. This fundamental theorem can be elegantly proven through multiple approaches. The most visually striking involves rearranging four identical right triangles within a square frame. By shifting these triangles, the empty space, initially a square on the hypotenuse, equals the combined area of squares on the other two sides. Unlike algebraic proofs that might convince but not illuminate, this visual demonstration reveals why the theorem must be true. Ancient civilizations, from Egypt to China, understood this relationship intuitively through practical applications in construction and land surveying. The conic sections, circles, ellipses, parabolas, and hyperbolas, demonstrate geometry's practical applications in unexpected ways. Elliptical spaces create fascinating whispering galleries where sound from one focus converges perfectly at another, as demonstrated in St. Paul's Cathedral in London and Grand Central Terminal in New York. Parabolas focus parallel rays to a single point, explaining their use in satellite dishes, solar collectors, and spotlights. Hyperbolas find applications in navigation systems and atomic physics. These seemingly different curves are actually slices of the same cone viewed from different angles. A circle from a level cut, an ellipse from a gentle bias, and a parabola from a cut matching the cone's slope. This geometric understanding explains numerous natural phenomena. Planets orbit in ellipses, with the sun at one focus, as discovered by Kepler. Thrown balls follow parabolic arcs, helping athletes and engineers predict trajectories. Light reflecting off curved mirrors forms patterns described by these same geometric principles. The mathematical patterns we discover in abstract geometry turn out to describe the fundamental movements of our physical universe, a remarkable convergence of pure thought and natural law that continues to guide scientific discovery and technological innovation. From ancient temple design to modern space exploration, geometry provides both the theoretical framework and practical tools needed to understand and shape our world. Its principles underlie everything from computer graphics to quantum mechanics, proving that these elegant mathematical relationships are not merely human constructs, but fundamental aspects of reality itself. Calculus is the mathematics of change, describing everything from epidemics to curveballs, yet many students miss its elegant framework amid technical details. At its core are two fundamental ideas: the derivative and the integral. The derivative measures how fast something changes, like a ramp slope, while the integral shows accumulation over time. These concepts appear everywhere, from wheelchair ramp gradients to Michael Jordan's hang time. When Jordan reaches the peak of his jump, his vertical velocity momentarily becomes zero before gravity pulls him back down. This zero derivative property at peaks and troughs enables us to find maxima and minima, crucial for optimization problems in science, engineering, and economics. The integral sign resembles a musical clef, but was chosen by Leibniz as an elongated S for summation. Integrals calculate collective effects of countless infinitesimal components, like the sun's gravitational pull or a tumor's mass. Archimedes pioneered this approach by mentally slicing curved shapes into infinitesimally thin pieces to find their areas and volumes. The fundamental theorem of calculus, discovered in the 1600s, revolutionized mathematics by connecting derivatives and integrals. This breakthrough made previously impossible problems solvable, allowing mathematicians to predict non-uniform change, like planetary orbits or tidal patterns, by treating the universe as unfolding in slices. Like a staircase where integrating the derivative gives the total elevation change, the theorem provides shortcuts for calculating integrals by finding antiderivatives. This powerful mathematical framework explains why the number e, 2.718, 271, etc., appears naturally in growth processes, from compound interest to radioactive decay. When countless random infinitesimal changes combine, E often emerges in the resulting patterns, even in optimal dating strategies, where the best approach is to date about 37%, 1 over E, of potential partners without commitment, then choose the first person better than all previous dates. Mathematics provides powerful tools for modeling complex systems, from fluid dynamics to electromagnetic fields to human relationships. Vector calculus reveals how the derivative operator can be applied to vector fields in two distinct ways: divergence, measuring outward flow from sources or inward flow towards sinks, and curl, measuring rotational motion, like hurricanes on weather maps. These concepts proved invaluable when physicist Jane Wang used curl calculations to explain how dragonflies create counter-rotating vortices beneath their wings for lift. Even more profoundly, James Clerk Maxwell's equations express fundamental electromagnetic laws through divergence and curl relationships, revealing how electric and magnetic fields sustain each other like symbiotic organisms, propagating as waves at exactly the speed of light. This mathematical insight unified electricity, magnetism, and light into a single phenomenon, one of science's greatest breakthroughs. Even human relationships can be modeled mathematically. Consider Romeo and Juliet. If Romeo's love increases proportionally to Juliet's feelings for him, while Juliet paradoxically cools when Romeo's passion grows and warms when he retreats, their relationship follows predictable patterns. This creates a harmonic oscillator system where their feelings cycle endlessly between love and hate. These models demonstrate both the power and limitations of mathematical modeling. While differential equations, humanity's most powerful tool for understanding physical phenomena, can illuminate even matters of the heart, they also reveal the boundaries of predictability. As Newton discovered when attempting to solve the notoriously difficult three-body problem, adding just one more variable, like an old boyfriend returning, can transform a solvable system into mathematical chaos. Our interconnected world demands new mathematical tools to understand networks and uncertainty. Before Google revolutionized search, finding relevant websites was frustratingly difficult. The breakthrough came through a paradoxical insight. A page is important if other important pages link to it. This circular reasoning became the foundation for PageRank, which uses linear algebra to determine page importance. In a simplified example with just three web pages, the algorithm starts by giving each page an equal score, 1/3, then iteratively updates these values. After each round, a page divides its current score equally among all pages it links to. After multiple iterations, the scores stabilize, mathematically representing the proportion of time a random web surfer would spend on each page. This elegant solution translates the Zen riddle, a page is good insofar as good pages link to it, into mathematical reality. Similarly, probability theory helps us navigate uncertainty in medicine, law, and everyday decisions. Conditional probability, determining the likelihood of event A occurring given that event B has happened proves particularly challenging. Consider this problem. Your forgetful friend has a 30% chance of neglecting to water your plant while you're away. Without water, the plant has a 90% chance of dying. Even with proper watering, it has a 20% chance of dying. If you return to find your plant dead, what's the probability your friend forgot to water it? The key insight is to think in terms of natural frequencies rather than abstract percentages. When doctors were tested on a breast cancer screening problem using percentages, their estimates ranged wildly. When reformulated using natural frequencies, 8 out of 1,000 women have breast cancer, 7 of these will have positive mammograms. Of the 992 without cancer, 70 will still test positive. Nearly all doctors calculated correctly that only 9% of women with positive mammograms actually have cancer. This approach also illuminates legal fallacies and helps us make better decisions under uncertainty. Mathematics continues to expand into fascinating territories that challenge our intuition. Group theory, the study of symmetry and transformations, reveals the mathematical structure behind everyday activities like flipping mattresses. With 4 possible transformations, identity, horizontal flip, vertical flip, and rotation, we can map all possible mattress orientations and determine optimal rotation strategies. This same mathematical structure appears in surprising places, from water molecules to quantum mechanics, demonstrating group theory's power to reveal hidden connections between seemingly unrelated phenomena. Topology takes us even further by studying properties that remain unchanged under continuous deformations. The Möbius strip's half-twist creates its signature feature, having only one side and one edge. This property has inspired artists like M.C. Escher, engineers who designed conveyor belts that wear evenly on both sides, and even mathematicians who developed topological bagel slicing techniques that create more surface area for cream cheese. Perhaps most mind-bending is our exploration of infinity through paradoxes like the Hilbert Hotel. Despite being fully booked with infinitely many rooms, this hypothetical hotel can always accommodate new guests through clever reassignments. When a new guest arrives, everyone moves one room up, freeing room one. For infinitely many new guests, the manager doubles everyone's room number, opening all odd-numbered rooms. Most impressively, when infinitely many buses, each carrying infinitely many passengers, arrive, the hotel can still accommodate everyone using a systematic diagonal zigzag pattern for room assignments. Yet mathematician George Cantor proved some infinities are larger than others. The real numbers between 0 and 1 cannot be listed in any countable way. Using a diagonal argument, we can always construct a number missing from any purported complete list. This reveals an infinity beyond infinity, showing that even in the realm of the infinite, mathematics continues to surprise and humble us.